Surah Al-Imran, verses 72 to 80.
مصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النهار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, we are looking at ruku number 8 of Surah Al-Imran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been discussing about the Ahlul Kitab. Yesterday, the ayat we discussed about them claiming that they are on the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah 69, وَدَّ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ. A group among the Ahlul Kitab so desire to mislead you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 72 describes one of the strategies that they undertook to mislead the Muslims. Firstly, Ahlul Kitab. We see this word Ahlul Kitab all the time, people of the book, people of the book. Why are they referred to like that? Number one, the Arabs were ummi, an illiterate nation. And the Yahud were Ahlul Kitab. Not only were they literate, but they were endowed with a divine scripture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Arabs had awe, held them in awe, and they called them people of the book Ahlul Kitab. They have a divine book, and they are literate as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ وَكْفُرُوا آخِرَهُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرُجِعُونَ. And some of the people of the book who would so love that Muslims be misled said to others among them, believe in what has been revealed upon the believers in the beginning of the day, and then go on to deny and reject it at the end of the day. Go to the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and say, you have believed. But at the end of the day, you turn around and say, no, we have left this deen. Why? This will create confusion. Because the Arabs knew that you have a book, you are waiting for a Nabi. They may now see you coming into Islam, and then they realize that you went out of Islam, maybe the Nabi that you are waiting for is not this Nabi. Maybe that you have found some discrepancies. So they employed this strategy. Why? So that your reversion may sow confusion and cause the believers to abandon their faith through this strategy. Ayah number 73, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ. And do not profess faith in Islam sincerely before anyone. This is only a trick. Except those who are upon your faith. Those who are upon your faith, you would confide about your actual Jewish faith. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them such strategies would barely succeed, since guidance is that which comes from Allah. And if Allah has guided somebody, مَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ. And if somebody, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, misguides, nobody can guide him. So why did they do this? أَيُؤْتَى أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيتُمْ. You adopted this strategy simply because someone else is being granted similar blessings like those given previously to you. Or that they should overcome you in relation to the true religion in the sight of Allah. So they didn't want anybody else to have superiority. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. Tell them grace is in the control of Allah alone. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He bestows grace upon whomsoever He wishes. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ. Allah is ample giving, all-knowing. يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He singles out for His mercy whomsoever He wishes. And Allah is the Lord of exceeding and boundless grace. Second part here, ayah 75. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their treachery, and that they have a policy of impunity against non-Jews. We will do as we please. We will conduct ourselves as we wish, and nobody will hold us to task. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. Ayah 75. And among the people of the book, there are some whom if you were to entrust them with a heap of gold, they would return it promptly to you. But then there are others whom if you were to entrust with a single dinar, they would never return it unless you went on demanding it forever. Why? ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل. Such treacherous conduct is on account of them claiming ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل. We are absolved of all blame in respect of the illiterate ones, the Gentiles. Means we can do as we please, and they say this openly. We can do as we please. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, and they utter falsehood against Allah deliberately and intentionally. What is the reality? بَلَا مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Ayah 76. And why would they not be accountable? For Allah pronounces two laws in this regard. The one is here in this ayah. One who honors his obligations by being faithful and truthful, and who fears Allah, then Allah certainly loves the Allah-fearing ones. Second law, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ, Ayah 77. The second law is that those who sell out their covenants with Allah and who sell their promises for trivial worldly gain, they are not faithful. They will have no share in the bliss of the hereafter. لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will not speak to them with compassion. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ, He will not look at them with mercy. وَلَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ, And He will not purify them of their sins. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, And there will be a grievous punishment for them. Third thing about the Ahlul Kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Numbers, Ayah 78. وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ, And there is among them Ahlul Kitab, a faction who twist their tongues whilst reading the divine scripture, and they add words to it, creating the impression that what they are reciting is actually the divine scripture, whereas it really does not belong in the divine scripture. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, And they assert that it is from Allah Himself, whereas it really is not from Allah. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, And they utter lies against Allah, knowing full well what they are up to. Then the Christians who failed in the debate against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eventually they threw up their arms and said, but Isa alayhi salam said that he is the son of Allah. Isa alayhi salam said he is a God. So what do we do about it? We have to worship him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ, Never could it occur that a man who had been granted a divine scripture, wisdom and prophethood, and then he went on to proclaim to the people, offer worship to me instead of Allah. Rather, they said, كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ, become devoted servants of your Rabb, worshipping him alone, on account of your teaching the divine scripture and studying it assiduously. وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ, and nor could it ever be that he would instruct you to take the angels or the prophets as lords. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ, would he instruct you to disbelieve after you have submitted yourselves to Allah? We're going to recite and make tilawat of this. Ruku number 8, ayah 72.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النهار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون ولا تؤمنوا إلا لمن تبع دينكم قل إن الهدى هدى الله أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم أو يحاجوكم عند ربكم قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤده إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤده إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون بلى من أوفى بعهده واتقى فإن الله يحب المتقين إن الذين يشترون بعهد الله وأيمانهم ثمنا قليلا أولئك لا خلاق لهم في الآخرة ولا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم وإن منهم لفريقا يلوون ألسنتهم بالكتاب لتحسبوه من الكتاب وما هو من الكتاب ويقولون هو من عند الله وما هو من عند الله ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون
آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته